Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Welcome in, everybody, to the Rebel Report. I'm Michael Borky. It is late on this Saturday night. That football game took forever. Sandlot, forever. It is 11:30 as I record this with you guys. Ole Miss fell 29-26 in overtime to LSU. Game-winning touchdown, Nussmeier to Lacey after Ole Miss hit a 57-yard field goal in the first overtime period. The theme of the game is going to be missed opportunities, blown opportunities. Tonight, Ole Miss played stupid football, and stupid football gets you beat. Stupid football definitely gets you beat on the road. So there's a lot to talk about with this game tonight. Again, my name is Michael Borky. Appreciate you being here. If you're watching on the Super Talk YouTube and you don't know that we offer, just like Thunder and Lightning does for Mississippi State, we have an Ole Miss version of that as well, and it is called the Rebel Report. So wherever you get your podcast, if you like what you hear tonight, you want to hear more of it, just search Rebel Report, subscribe, and leave a rating and a review. Also, don't forget to like the video and all that good stuff as well. And this edition of the podcast is presented by the Gregory Law Firm. If you're a small business owner, save this number, 662-397-9799. Or if you've been personally injured or you may have a contract dispute, DJ Gregory of the Gregory Law Firm has got you covered. And you may not need him today, but if you, again, if you're a small business owner or if you're just somebody that wants to make sure that if something happens to you, you know where to go. You're not stuck in the dark, not knowing where to turn if something bad were to happen to you. So DJ Gregory, the Gregory Law Firm, he's in Saltillo, Mississippi, but he can service you anywhere in this great state. 662-397-9799. Don't delay. Call DJ today, the Gregory Law Firm, presenting the Rebel Report for all your personal injury, small business, or contract disputes. So if you're a listener to the podcast, you know that what we do after games is that's okay. Got it back, kinda. What a disaster this stream is off to. Okay. So if you are a regular listener to this podcast, you know we do a little thing called box score house cleaning. So we run through the box score really quick before we get to some big picture thoughts on this game. So we'll do that right now. Jackson Dart was 24 of 42 for 284, one touchdown, and one extremely costly interception. Caden Lee led the Rebels in receiving tonight. He had 9 receptions for 132 yards. No touchdowns for him. Trey Harris could not finished the game. He was good when he was in, 7 receptions for 102 yards and a pretty incredible touchdown catch. Ulysses Bentley led Ole Miss in rushing. More on that in a little while. Had 11 carries for 107 yards and a touchdown. Henry Parrish had 14 carries for 42 yards in the game. Defensively, Ole Miss did not have a sack tonight, did not do a particularly good job at getting after Nussmeier. And the LSU offensive line deserves a ton of credit for that. Trey Washington led the team in tackles, and Terrian Perkins, he had 6. Perkins had 5. Washington had 1.5 TFLs. Perkins had 1/2 of a TFL and 2 quarterback hurries as well. Dottery and Chris Paul Jr., Pooh Paul, had 5 respectively. They led the team in tackles. On the other side, Nussmeier had 337 yards passing on 22 of 51 through the air. So a couple of unforced errors on his part, but Ole Miss's secondary, I know they gave up the touchdown at the end, and they gave up 2 fourth downs on LSU's final possession to tie the game. Across the board, all in all, they did a pretty good job against LSU's defense. Certainly not great because of the aforementioned, but defense was not what, well, okay. They played good enough defense to win tonight, but still, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions for Nussmeier. Lacy had a big day, 5 receptions, 111 yards, and that one very important touchdown. LSU running the football, though, not much. I mean, 24 carries, 84 yards. That's 3.5 per carry. The Ole Miss rush defense did a good job against LSU tonight. Just could not get after the quarterback, and that was one of the many, many issues for Ole Miss tonight. So where to begin with a game like this? Because this is, I mean, Ole Miss's second loss going into the bye week. We talked all offseason about what we thought that they needed to be if this was going to be a playoff team, and it was one loss at the bye was what I thought they were going to be, and that was kind of what they needed to be with Georgia coming up on the schedule. You still got to go to Florida, which they may not be engaged by then, but they had Tennessee on the ropes today. You still got to go to Fayetteville. Even Mississippi State's playing better football right now. Still not good, but certainly better football right now. So that was what they needed to be, and they're not. But, I mean, even talking about playoffs right now just seems so goofy because this team does not play like a playoff team. They did not deserve to win the game tonight, despite being what I think is the better team. But it doesn't matter when you play stupid football like they did tonight, when you do self-inflicted, costly things over and over and over and over again, you don't deserve to win, and the playoff conversation is dead. I mean, it really is. There's no reason to talk about it unless they get to the Egg Bowl somehow, having won all of the games in front of them, which seems, as of this recording, extremely unlikely. And so now the conversation goes from small picture and just this game to big picture. You know, how did this happen? Where you point the fingers to, and pretty much I think it's everybody. It starts at the top with Lane Kiffin. This team, the way they've played, I mean, even at times last week, but the way they played against Kentucky and the way they played, especially in this game, they got out-coached again. Lane Kiffin got out-coached. Now, his team was not as prepared as the team across the field to play and win this game. They do too many stupid things as a football team. Jackson Dart, it was an underthrown ball, but a poor interception offensively. The game plan at times doesn't make sense to me. You're struggling up front on the offensive line, and yet still you are trying so hard to do long developing passing plays that test LSU vertically that take a long time to get there. So weird things are happening with quarterback. He's just playing bad football right now. The offense looks uncreative. There were so many times tonight where, you know, they have a unsuccessful or a very short first down run and then line up and just do it again and just run right into a wall with Henry Parris, the small back, multiple times, and they couldn't get possessions going there. Juice Wells has been a total non-factor, and I mean, had an opportunity for another catch tonight and had another drop. Without Trey Harris, and I know Caden Lee had a really good night, but man, without Trey Harris, this offense is just sputtering. I know, again, it's hard to run offense when you're struggling up front on the offensive line, but there are ways to help alleviate some issues you have up front on the offensive line, and they don't do enough of those things to help them against an aggressive defense that sent multiple six, seven guys on obvious passing downs, and Ole Miss, Parrish was getting blown up in pass protection. They weren't leaving an extra blocker in to help pass protect. They had their tight end split out wide on obvious passing downs, and LSU's bringing a bunch of rushers, and you're trying to hold onto the ball for 3-4 seconds in the pocket, and it's just not working. So the offense and their approach seems totally discombobulated. Quarterback play is bad. They're doing sloppy, dumb things on the offensive line. They're fumbling at inopportune times, giving LSU a free 3 points right before the half, dropping a wide-open touchdown pass. They're going for it on fourth down, which is a fine decision because it's fourth and, like, this far. And you have a play design where Jordan Watkins is blocking a LSU defensive end on fourth and about this far, and he gets blown back because how can you expect Jordan Watkins to be able to do that? And the guy that he's supposed to be blocking makes the play, and you turn it over on downs. There was a red zone first down that got called back because of a holding penalty, which has been a problem for Ole Miss on the offensive line. Just time after time after time, it was either a coaching play calling thing that was a failure, or play design that was a failure, or execution from the quarterback that was a failure, or offensive line play that was a failure, or drop from a receiver, or a defensive lapse on third or fourth and long, a missed sack leading to a big gain, individual players in the secondary that repeatedly get picked on. It is all bad. I mean, this is a coach and a program. It wasn't media hype. They were talking about it. It originated within the walls of the Manning Center, talking about they did the last dance thing, and that they embraced the championship caliber stuff. And when you're going to do that, and when you're going to talk about it, and when you're going to try to be about it, and you roll out there and you don't execute as well as your opponent in two of your first three SEC games, and you get beat in games in which your team was more talented than the team across the field from you, but you got beat because of things that you did, it leads to questions about Lane Kiffin. And are they all totally fair? Not really. Again, he won 11 games last year at Ole Miss. First time they've ever done that. That is quite an accomplishment. But the test for him this season was going to be, can you take Ole Miss from good to great? And he has not done that. What has happened over the first three SEC games, the conversation starts immediately with Lane Kiffin. It has to. He is the head coach after all. This is his roster. He had all the money that he needed. He's the one that made the decision to tell Quinshon Judkins to go elsewhere. That is a factor here as well. This is his quarterback. This is his team. It's his portal class. He leveraged Ole Miss for more money personally. He got his offensive coordinator paid as one of the highest paid in college football. His defensive coordinator, who's done a good job this year, in fairness, although, again, third and long and fourth and long situations, they get beat too often. But, again, defense is not why they lost to Kentucky. It's not why they lost tonight either. But a top five paid defensive coordinator in college football in Pete Golding. So you got that there. You got the fans to raise millions upon millions upon millions of dollars to spend on this roster that you are losing sloppily with. That all falls back on Lane Kiffin. And especially now when you've got this Bentley thing, and we've talked about it for weeks, and now that you've seen tonight that not only has he not lost a step, he is still very much as explosive as he's always been. And yet, even when he shows that tonight, he still does not get the majority of the carries. They are still going to Henry Parrish, who, as we've seen, he's been fine for Ole Miss. He's been good at times this year. Bentley is clearly the better back. And it took until the LSU game on October 12th to play him at all. And when you do, he shows that he is the most explosive back that you have, and you still don't play him very much. It is nonsensical. It is stupid, is what it is. The Bentley situation has officially become stupid, and there is no rational explanation for why not only did it take until this long for them to play Ulysses Bentley, but it took them this long to play Ulysses Bentley, and still they don't give him the carries that he very clearly needed for that team tonight. He should have gotten more than his 11 carries that went for 107 yards tonight. Parrish getting 14 to his 11 is malpractice tonight. Him not playing at all against Kentucky was malpractice. And there is something seriously wrong with how they have handled the running back position. And I know that there was the moment after the Bentley touchdown where Kiffin was yelling at Kevin Smith, the running backs coach, and you are the head coach. It is, I don't know what he was yelling about. I have no idea. So maybe it was just like a, hey, let's go, brother. Oh, I don't know. I have no idea. But I do know that the way they have handled that position is there is no excuse for it. They have willingly played the lesser two players at running back. And Bentley getting the majority of the carries tonight and against Kentucky may have been the difference. It may have been the difference. He has very clearly not lost a step at all. And he was the better back tonight, and he should have gotten the majority of the carries, especially when Parrish has been banged up at times. So that, they just add that to the, if you were ready to take a program from good to great, stuff like the Bentley thing doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. And yet it's happening at Ole Miss. So it's a brutal loss. The fan base, you're going to have a really hard time getting them back. You're going to have a damn near impossible time getting them to reinvest their hard-earned money into your roster again the way they did this year when you took this roster, you did the last dance thing, and you got outplayed by Kentucky and LSU, two teams that would trade their rosters for yours right away. And by the way, Kentucky lost to Vanderbilt tonight. So there is clearly a problem with the team's preparedness. There was clearly a problem tonight that they were rattled, that they were not prepared for a game of this magnitude. They got, I mean, it was bad across the board. I've already said this, but it was bad across the board on offense. You had drops with Juice Wells, an important drop. The running back situation, as we just talked about, is a joke. Offensive line play wasn't good enough. They simply just not good enough. And they did not do, as play callers, a good enough job of helping out their offensive line to try to mask and alleviate those issues. Quarterback holds onto the ball too long, made a really, really, really bad mistake. Just throwing into quintuple coverage. The ball was underthrown. Receiver may have been open with a better throw, but it doesn't matter. Ball shouldn't have been going there. The underneath stuff has been working. And for some reason, they just want to do these long developing deep passing plays when the short and intermediate stuff is working, and that will also help the offensive line. It is bad, bad, bad across the board. It's the conversation starts with Lane Kiffin. It has to. But players are also bearing of responsibility, especially high paid players as well. I mean, they're professionals now, that they are. And a lot of guys that did not play well or were not given the opportunity to play a lot tonight are highly paid. And there's a lot of questions now about Lane Kiffin, about evaluations, about some members of his staff, about efficient utilization of funds in the collective. It's a mess. That bye week, I think, is almost coming at a bad time, because this is going to marinate now for an extra week before Oklahoma comes to town in what is absolutely, of course, a must-win game. But I don't see how, at this point, this is a team that's going to suddenly figure it out and right the ship and go compete for any kind of significant anything this season with the way they've played. That was a really, really poor performance from Ole Miss, because all they did was just shoot themselves directly in the foot for four quarters. And as a result, they got beat. They got outcoached. They got outplayed. They got out-executed. And you lose in overtime. That is what happens. Gut check time for Lane Kiffin and the program over the next couple of weeks. They got to get right, and they got to get right fast. But got to see it first before we start talking about how that's going to happen. So the podcast is brought to you in part by Advantage Business Systems. By the way, absms.com, that's the website if you're in the market for office technology and your Mississippi business is located, well, anywhere in the state of Mississippi. Check them out online, absms.com. Tell them I sent you. You'll get a complimentary office technology assessment. Tell them what you need, what your budget is, and they will find a solution for you on me. That's Advantage Business Systems, absms.com. Also, the podcast is brought to you by Priority One Bank. Bank with me at Priority One Bank. They make me their priority every single day with their online banking platform. It's a one-stop shop. All you need is an internet connection, and you can do whatever it is that you need to do with your money, because Priority One Bank makes you their priority. We'll be back for the live stream on Sunday night over on my channel. Hope to see all of you guys there. In the meantime, you have a great rest of your Saturday night, even though there's only like 10 minutes left in it. And I'll see you on Sunday. Y'all have a good one.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.